In March of 1991, American forces demolished an Iraqi bunker, which we now know was filled with chemical weapons. More than 34,000 soldiers in the area were apparently exposed. This week, the Department of Veterans Affairs announced those veterans have been dying at a rate 10 times greater than other Gulf War vets. In 1997, the Pentagon sent those veterans a letter notifying them they may have been exposed to deadly chemicals. But after reviewing a new computer model, they sent those vets a follow-up letter in 2000 saying they probably were not exposed. This week's news has Gulf War vets concerned about what information they're getting is good and what is not. Anthony Hardy is a founder of Gulf War Veterans of Wisconsin.
What we know is that there's an incredibly high death rate among a certain pocket of Gulf War veterans. There may be other pockets of Gulf War veterans who, as well, and we need to know what they have in common that's causing these incredibly statistically significant death rates. It's certainly very saddening and very frustrating. It's taken 11 years to get this far.
Hardy says he and many other veterans support a bill in Congress to create an entity independent of the federal government to conduct and oversee research on veterans' health. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.